Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Take this time to let you all know that you are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio as both teams have taken the field, and here is the kickoff, and it's a squib kick
to number three.
Dribbles to about the 20-yard line. Difficulty picking up the ball. That was not a smooth move by the Jackets. Not a smooth move. Not a smooth move at all.
Trying to scoop it up, number three or number 26.
You know, that he was trying to scoop it up with one hand, and you know, he already had his knee down, and you know what? The ball should have been down. He had a knee down. He reached for the ball to scoop it up. He was hit as he reached for it. I'm surprised that they didn't call that ball down. Instead, they call it a turnover. And Harlingen now takes over deep in Ed Calchelsa territory. They're now at the 12-yard line. And this is exactly what I was talking about
you just made a comment. You said, hey, maybe it's a bad thing or a good thing that they came out here real nonchalant. And that's exactly what happened, dude.
Well, now we need the defense to come up as Murphy in a shotgun formation. And it's going to be a quick pass to the hitch man.
Lucio, I believe his name
is. Room to run. And, you know, that was just a situation where the guy looked like he was uncovered. Was it a cover two defense?
It's a cover two. The corner's playing out on the – but the linebacker should have walked away. I think he was a little tight on the line. And usually – as I said, man, that number three, that receiver, he's a speed guy, man. All you have to do is give him a 2-yard route, and he's going to use his speed to get in between tacklers, to get outside tacklers. And if you don't put anybody on that guy, man, it's going to hurt us, man. It's going to hurt us.
It'll bring a second and third from about the 10-yard line as Murphy in shotgun gives the ball, handoff, and it's a touchdown, Harlingen. And there is a costly mistake. The fumble on the kickoff results two plays later in a Harlingen touchdown. And just like that, the Jackets have lost their lead. They are now down 13-10 in favor of the Cardinals. Yeah. 13-10 pending the PAT.
It was we came out a little flat there, man.
It was kind of evident. Maybe they were content with the 3-point lead, as now they find themselves down by four. 14-10 is your score now, as the Cardinals, with a quick score, only took them, 17 seconds?
Damn, man, that's not good, man. That's not what we want, especially a team like Harlingen, man. You give them something to feed on, and they're going to feed on it, man. They're going to jump on that opportunity. When somebody's down, guess what? They're going to kick them down, man, and they're going to continue to kick them. We need to step it up right now. We need to make a great play to get Harlingen where they were at the beginning at the end of the second half.
I guarantee you, if we don't get a big return here, you're going to see the Harlingen defense come out with a lot of fire, a lot of fire, a lot of energy. Roger Garcia once again deep, as well as was that number 22?
I believe it was number three, I'm not sure who this guy was over here that fumbled it
on the last play. It was number 26.
I believe it was number 26, man.
The Cardinals in less than 17 seconds find themselves kicking off again to the Yellow Jackets, as the Jackets will get the ball. Once again, another squib kick
to the same guy.
Same guy. This time picks up the ball. Actually, no, that's number 12, Jesse Halomo. Returns maybe about 10 yards, and the Jackets will retain the possession of the ball. Will start first and 10 from about their 32-yard line.
Well, here's the offense. The offense has got to put a drive together. They're starting off at the 33-yard line. They need to have just a series of plays, coach, that gets positive yardage, man, on every single play. You want them to get 3, 4, 5 yards. Everything needs to be positive in this drive, man. All right?
Yeah, hey. And there we go. You see the defense firing up the crowd, and you hear the crowd from on the Harlingen side chanting defense. They're looking for a big stop here and looking for the Cardinals to come up big. Blitz coming. Nino back to pass. avoids two defenders, but he is caught up by his own line. And he's going to be sacked for a loss, and we got a flag.
15-yard personal foul, number 10 again. Late hit, man. Late hit.
You
these guys.
Me. You got to give credit to Nino there. He died. He was going to – two defenders there on top of him. He should have been brought down for about an 8-9-yard loss. Manages to move the ball back to probably about only a 2-yard loss, but we got a flag, and it's going to go against Harlingen.
It's a personal foul, number 10. It looks like the linebacker, there was a lineman standing around the ball looking at the quarterback while the quarterback was down, and number 10 just comes and takes a free shot on him.
You know, and the crowd's booing the call, but, you know, that's something we talked about earlier. A lot of, you know, aggressiveness by some of the Harlingen players could be construed as over-aggressiveness, as that particular play cost them 15 yards and gives the Yellow Jackets a first down after what was about a 2-3-yard loss. Brings up first and 10, still not in Harlingen territory, at about the 42, 43-yard line. Hand off to Roger up the middle. He's met by the linebacker, and he's not going to pick up any yards. Chalked up as a loss. Maybe
yard gain?
No, take that back. It'll be close to maybe a yard, maybe half a yard gain. 10 minutes and 55 seconds continues to as the clock continues to roll. 14-10 in favor of the Cardinals.
We're spreading the ball, coming out in a shotgun formation. Usually signifies a pass, man. Let's see what they do.
Nino keeps it, hit by his own lineman. Stumbles through the line, picks up some positive yards, though. He wasn't really hit by his own lineman. He kind of ran into his own lineman as lineman was trying to work the defender up the field in pass protection. But I don't think that was a designed run. I think that was a pass, and Nino saw a seam or felt the pressure and decided to step up. Picks up maybe about 5 yards. It'll bring up a 3rd and 5 at the 49-yard line, still in their own territory, as this will be a big first down that the Jackets need to convert. Trips formation.
Roll out left, 7:09. Gets hit.
And that's going to be picked off. Oh!
Drops it, man.
The ball
just dropped it.
Yeah, Nino gets hit as he releases the ball, and he's down, actually. He appears to be a little shaken up on the play, but he's pulled up, and he's going to make his way off the field. But he was hit as he threw the ball right into the hands of a Harlingen defender. The Harlingen defender cannot hold on to the ball, so the Jackets will retain possession. But the punting unit comes on, and once again, here the crowd for the Cardinals are celebrating the big stop.
Well, I mean, you know, as I said, man, a costly turnover. They're going to kick you while they're down, and that's exactly what Harlingen's doing, man. They're taking advantage of the fact that we messed up, you know, and they're going to kick us. They're going to and let's hope that our defense isn't let down by what we did on last possession, and that we can make a 3-and-out or a big stop right here. We're going to need it.
Miguel Garcia with a punt will be chalked up as a 32-yard punt, as the Cardinals will now take possession, 1st and 10 from about the 18-yard line. 9 minutes and 46 seconds.
The defense needs to come up with three play stop, man, right here. They need to get head up. They need to play physical right here for three plays and get that ball back in the offense's hand.
Yeah, definitely need to come up with a stop here as Harlingen probably going to continue with the momentum after scoring that last touchdown. Same play, hitch to the left.
To number one. Strip.
Oh, missed tackle at the line of scrimmage. Number one for the Cardinals breaks. Well, it's two missed tackles. Fortunately, they managed to get a shoestring tackle as
Tony Sanchez is down on the Harlingen sideline, coach. I believe that he died for he missed that tackler, dove for his legs, and just probably took his wind out.
Yeah, it was a touchdown saving tackle, as the Cardinal receiver had nothing but open field, and you know that's for the third time where the Jackets have come up fortunate to prevent such a huge play that would have gone for 6 points. Well, we'll go ahead and use this time to take a quick station identification. You are listening to Ed Calcelsa
Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer. Even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
We are back. Tony Sanchez, the down yellow jacket, makes his way off the field in his own power. He appears to be okay, but of course, because the official's timeout, has to step out. And appears to be Charlie Garcia in at the middle linebacker position as the Cardinals find themselves with a first and 10. Hand up the middle.
There's
small game.
77. There's number 77. Extra pushing and shoving after the play for Harlingen.
Well, you know, Harlingen, for the most part, have been successful the last two passes with those short hitch routes. And, you know, it's part of the fact that the safeties are giving a huge cushion.
10 yards deep.
Yeah,
man.
Huge cushion. And
the point, I mean, these guys, number one and number three for Harlingen, they're slot receivers. I mean, they're a lot faster than what, you know, what we see. I mean, field speed is totally different.
Now the Jackets make the adjustment.
Missed tackle again.
Now this time they fake the hitch. They fake the hitch, looking for the deep ball, but the Jackets doing some good defense in the secondary, prevent any deep ball. So the quarterback goes back to the hitch man and hits him and picks up close to about 5 yards. It'll bring up third and about 3 or 4.
3 yards. Third and three at the 39-yard line. Now, I've seen this, man. I've seen this offense before. They'll fake that hitch route and air it out, man, to that X receiver.
Yeah, you know, that's what they want to do. They want to sleep you to death, make you think that they're going to hit those short routes all night and then just hit you deep. But it's a third and three, shotgun
check three,
formation.
Check three.
Handoff off the middle. And
there you go.
All right. Great play by the Jackets.
There you go, D.
You know, that's one of those situations where he's met immediately at the line. The running back almost does a great job of eluding the tackler, but not before a swarm of Yellow Jackets come and manage to tackle the ball carrier for about a one-yard loss. It'll bring up fourth down and four.
This was a great stop by the defense, man. Very important stop. The offense just needs to pick it up, man. They need to put a drive together.
Definitely. Well, they did a good job of calming down the Harlingen side, and you know, hopefully the Harlingen defense will not answer the call as the Jackets take possession on the punt.
Here we go.
The snap.
Oh, false start.
We got a whistle.
Oh, delay a game. That takes them back another 5 yards, man. That's good for us.
Deep to receive for the Yellow Jackets, number 32, Roger Garcia. Love to see a good return here, man.
Yeah.
Love to see us. I mean, definitely,
field position.
Definitely as deep as they are, you know, the Jackets could very well easily start in Harlingen territory inside the 50-yard line, especially now with that 5-yard penalty. They find themselves punting from about the 33-yard line.
Again, the Harlingen punter hasn't been, his best punt, I think, is 35 yards, man.
Yeah, the last punt was, I think it was about
15, 20 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we could get something like that right now, that'd be awesome, dude.
Well, the snap, you know? And it's a good punt this time. Not very high, but it's returned by Roger, and he's hit immediately as he catches the ball, and he's going to be brought down by a slew of Cardinals. So he's hit immediately as he catches the ball, gets pushed back maybe about 3 or 4 yards, and the Jackets will take over with a no return yards on that punt. Once again, momentum a big thing here. Got to stay positive. Got to keep the intensity up as Nino, the field general, takes
yeah. We're going through the motions, it seems like, man, guys.
Close formation here. Probably going to run the ball. And it's Roger unable to break through the line, and it's going to be chalked up as another loss.
I mean, they got eight guys in the box, Coach. I mean, you know, I mean, when you got eight guys and three secondary guys, I mean, you want to pass the ball. You want to go to the air. You know,
well,
they're first down, they know that we're going to run the ball, so they put eight guys in the box, right? And they're just coming from everywhere, dude. And, you know, and it's evident. First down, I don't think we've gotten any positive yardage.
As aggressive as this Harlingen defense is, you know, they're definitely going to shut the middle up as best as they can. So the Jackets will attempt a second and 10 as Nino drops back to pass, and there's the pass. Has the receiver open. He catches it.
Halomo, Jesse Halomo. Number 12.
Good call there, Coco. Coco makes the call that they need to pass the ball from that same formation as they have only three. They're in a cover three, which means they have three guys deep. And Halomo was open, had about a step or two, and it was just a well-placed ball by Nino. Got to give him credit there.
It was a perfect pass. Hey, and he even took a vicious hit, man.
I mean, yeah, he got hit as he released the ball. It'll be marked up as close to about a 20-yard gain. First and 10 in Harlingen territory on the 34-yard line.
Another big play, man. We need another big play to get it inside the red zone. One play at a time, Coach. One play at a time.
Once again, in that closed set formation. Say a pass. Has a receiver open, and it is hit. It is blocked close to the line of scrimmage. Great job by the linebacker to bat the ball away there at the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, it would have probably been about a 10-yard game.
There's that Tasmanian Devil number 30 that I was telling you about, man. It goes in from all angles. He's their blitzing guy, Coach. They blitz that number 30 from the outside all the time, and I guarantee you he's going to be bringing pressure.
Well, that for those of you that are just joining us, I do want to remind you that the video was not available due to technical difficulties. We're going strictly audio. Hopefully, we will have uninterrupted service as the Jackets now find themselves in a second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Spread formation. Nino rolls out, has Tanguma open, and Tanguma cannot hold on to the ball, and it's almost picked off.
By number 23, Harlingen, man.
In and out of the hands of Tanguma, the ball was a little low. And Cardinals almost come away with an interception, but could not hold on to it, and it'll bring up a third and 10.
It seems that the defense is just as the quarterback rolls out, man. They're just going at that angle, and they're going to where he rolls out. Some type of counterplay or some type of cutback with Roger. I mean, everybody's already coming in this direction. If we take it back the other way, that'd be worth 10 yards, man. That'd be worth 10 yards.
Third and 10, once again from about the 34-yard line. Spread formation.
They're coming, number 7.
Nino with time to throw. Has a receiver open.
Oh, my God.
Intercepted.
Another interception. Another interception. Forced the play.
Well, Nino had to step up to avoid the pressure, and he might have gotten pushed as he threw the ball, and the ball was a little underthrown. The receiver did manage to put his hands on the ball, but nonetheless, the Harlingen defender making a great job to pick it off.
Opportunities, I mean, that we have, we're not taking advantage of. However, you see Harlingen's defense just at every possible situation. They're just coming up with a play. They're being that aggressive team that they are. And again, look at that athletic ability, man, to keep the ball in the air, to keep your eye on the ball. I mean, you know how hard that is to have a guy draped all over you and then make the interception? I mean, that's just wow.
Getting some word from one of our listeners out there, Juan Primo. What's going on, Juan?
That's cool. 15,000 the capacity here at Bogus Stadium. Thanks a lot, Juan. I appreciate that. You need to strip that ball. We need to get that strip.
Harlingen running back running to gain some tough yards and is just shedding defenders left and right and manages to get the first down. Get the first down.
They're not looking at the runner. Yeah, outside.
Good enough for a first down as the Cardinals had the ball at about the 14-yard line. Now start with first and 10 from about the 24.
So 15,000, I don't know.
Yeah, still deep within their own territory. They you know, the Cardinals have a long way to go, and the Jacket defense cannot give an inch right now as they've just given up 10 yards on that first down play.
They're slowing the play. Notice that Harlingen is just cool and poised, man. They're just cool under pressure. They're doing what they're doing best.
Well, it was a pass play, but there was good coverage by the secondary. Murphy, unable to release the ball, decides to keep it, runs to the right, and managed to get just outside of the defensive end and picks up about 5 yards. It'll bring up a second down and about five.
Again, Coach, remember we were talking about this guy, that he was a passing quarterback. I mean, he has the size, and obviously he has the speed to get outside. I mean, that's something that we weren't, too worried about. He's a passing quarterback. He's a pocket quarterback. He's just getting outside and using his feet, getting the job done, doing what's necessary to get it to get the ball out there.
Well, drops back to pass, tucks it, decides to run, and he's got room to run. Quarterback Murphy breaks one tackle, and he is brought down after a huge gain. Picks up about 15 yards, got the first down, and the Cardinals will now have possession of the ball at the 46-yard line, making their way close to Yellow Jacket territory, as there is now 4 minutes and 48 seconds remaining in this third quarter. And we've seen a complete reversal from the Yellow Jackets, as they now find themselves down 14-10. And, we need a player. We need we need a Georgie Vargas right now to come in and make a big play.
We definitely need a big stop, man. We need to make a play. We definitely need to get after that ball, man, and strip that ball or cause a turnover some way, somehow. We seem to be slowing down on defense, man. I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know if we're just not communicating properly or what's going on, but we're not playing with that same intensity we're playing with in the first half.
Shotgun, hands off to the left. Met at the line of scrimmage, no gain.
By Tony Sanchez, Paul Gomez, and it looks like Luis Garcia.
Well, the Cardinals not having a lot of success running the ball, but when the quarterback Murphy is back there, and he's having a lot of success rolling out and just finding the seam and making his way upfield. And we have an injury timeout. One of the Yellow Jackets appears to be down. We'll go ahead and use this time to take a quick station identification. You're listening to Ed Calchosa
Sports Radio.
Want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
I am stuffed.
After that meal, I have got to pass gas.
Powder room's right there.
No! Daddy's gas can kill us all!
That's right. Toxic clouds like the one I'm about to unleash could make everyone deathly ill. Be right back.
Secondhand smoke contains hydrogen cyanide and other deadly gases.
What a guy.
Oh, he is a keeper.
Don't pass gas. Take it outside. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org. A message from the Ad Council and the American Legacy Foundation.
Don'tpassgas.org. Once again, a message brought to you by the Ad Council and this station. Ed Calchosa Sports Radio. As the injured player, once again, what the hell?
Tony Sanchez, number 42.
Tony Sanchez, number 42, makes his way back to the sideline via his own power.
You ain't got no middle linebacker now. Charlie and Tony.
Second and 9, as the Cardinals find themselves at about the 47-yard line, slowly making their way as 3 minutes and 55 seconds remain in this third quarter.
It wasn't outside, man.
And we have penalty flags. The initial call appears to be maybe a false start, and it indeed is. It'll take the Cardinals 5 yards back.
And it seems that every time a penalty goes against Cardinals, the Cardinal fan are booing the officials all the time.
Well, you know,
it
doesn't matter whether, you know, it'd be the same way if we were in Ed Couch, you know. it's difficult for a lot of these fans. You know, they don't see the nuances, the little details of the game. They didn't see, you know, big old number 77 for the Cardinals flinch, yeah. Which was part of the reason why the jacket defender jumped. And they just see the jacket defender jump because it was a gross over jump. And, they naturally boo the call. Second and 14. Handoff off the middle.
Outside. There you go.
Tony. Making the tackle. Tony Sanchez.
Third and 10.
picks up those 5 yards that they initially lost, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 10. Once again, 3 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in this third quarter.
That was a good job,
14-10 is your score in favor of the Harlingen
Cardinals.
That
was a good job by the safety, Isaac Prado, coming in and filling that alley. I know that the secondary guys, their first responsibility is to play the pass. But as soon as they read run, they need to come and fill in that alley. And as that halfback bounced it outside, Isaac was already in that alley filling it in, and he wasn't able to go anywhere.
Huge third down play here for the Cardinals as Murphy in a shotgun has plenty of time to throw the ball as a receiver. And it's batted away by Tony Sanchez.
Great, great, great effort by number 42, Tony Sanchez.
And that's going to be a fourth down, and the punting unit for the Cardinals makes their way onto the field. And the Yellow Jackets, with 2 minutes and 41 seconds in the third quarter, will have their third opportunity of the new half to put some points on the board. Once again, the Harlingen punter having a little bit of difficulties. Back deep, gets the punt off. And it's a decent punt. It will bounce in favor of Ed Couch, and it's going to be no return.
All right, guys, here we go. Yellow Jackets are back on offense, man. We need to put a good drive together.
That's about a 30-yard punt, and the Jackets will now start 1st and 10 from their own 25-yard line. 75 yards are needed for a Yellow Jacket touchdown.
75. Still the third quarter with 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left, and we just got to get a series of plays together, and let's march it down the field, man.
Oh, by no means is this game anywhere close to being over. As 4 points separates, as 4 points is the difference here. As Ed Couch comes in a tight formation, option to the left, pitches to Roger, has room to run, got 10, it's got 15, it's got 20. 21-yard gain for Roger Garcia, and it'll pick up the first down close to Harlingen territory. We'll be at the 46-yard line.
That's exactly the type of play we needed right now.
You know, we line up in that tight formation for a reason. Try to get all those defenders, those Cardinals in tight, and then you run inside, and then you pitch it outside on an option. And, you kind of put them to sleep thinking that the ball's going to be outside. 1st and 10 from the 46. Quarterback sneak. Nino picks up some decent yards. Appears that Nino decided to keep it on his own, and turns out to be a smart decision as he picks up close to 8 yards. It'll bring up 2nd and 8. Now in Harlingen territory, the Jackets are at the 47-yard line.
2nd and 3, the 47-yard line.
Keeper gets the first down before he's brought down. Pickup of close to 5 yards. Once again, experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties as 1 minute and 23 seconds remain in the first quarter. 14-10 is your score. Harlingen with the advantage. Jackets find themselves with a 1st and 10 at the 42-yard line.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Tight formation.
8 guys in the box. You got an audible out of that shit. You got to check.
Tight formation, and there's a lot of players inside the box, and
Rogers
appears
down.
To have been an audible, but not good enough as about 2 or 3 Cardinals managed to burst through the line and tackle Roger Garcia for a loss. It'll bring up 2nd and about 12, still at the 44-yard line now.
30 seconds remaining in the half, or in the third quarter. Spreading, going empty.
No backs in the backfield. Quick hitch pass. Tanguma coming down the block. Has some room to run. Picks up 5, close to 10 yards. And it'll be a 3rd and close to about 3 or 4.
Here we go, baby. Here we go. Third and short. Third and four.
Once again, now deep inside Harlingen territory as there's 5 seconds and counting. We're going to go ahead and go into the fourth quarter now as the clock has now expired. And your score, 14-10, still in favor of the Harlingen Cardinals. But the Jackets managing to put together a little drive here. Find themselves now about 36 yards away from the end zone.
Coach, you got number 37, the free safety, limping around. Right now would probably be a good opportunity to take advantage of the fact that he's hurt and down. I mean, you know, he usually plays their free safety. I believe they took him out of the game now. Right now would be an excellent time to just put him to the test right now.
Third and four. Big third down play as Nino gets the play and comes back to the huddle. Once again, another opportunity to just quiet down this Harlingen crowd that has been loud.
Again, eight guys in the box.
No, doubles formation. Blitz coming, option outside. Pitches to Roger, has some room to run. He's going to get the first down. He might even get a touchdown. Well, you know, he has room to run, gets the first down. If he breaks one tackle, he puts it in the end zone. But nonetheless, still a huge gain, and the Jackets get a first down, and they are starting now from their 20-yard line in the red zone. When you get to this point, you have to score.
You have to score, Coach. I mean, every time you're in the red zone, it's like you don't get too many opportunities to begin with. So every time that you're there, you have to score.
Option to the left this time. Nino keeps it. Rolls around the corner. Has some room to run. Gets to about the 10. It'll be close to a first down as the Jackets make their way even closer to the end zone.
Here we go, offense. We just got to continue to pound it, Coach. When you have an aggressive defense, you want to equalize that with an aggressive offense. Punish them, take it to them, and drive it down their throats.
Well, the Jackets have been having a lot of success on a lot of these outside plays, and it is not a first down. It's second and one from about the 11, and fumble, a fumble snap. Fumbled snap there as it appeared to have been a quarterback keep. And it's going to be Harlingen ball. Harlingen ball is number 53 for the Cardinals. Comes up with a play, and you know they're conferencing there with the refs, but to no avail as the ball has already been awarded to the Cardinals. And it turns out to be a huge turnover here for the Yellow Jackets.
At the 12-yard line, defense has to make a. I mean, this game is not over by far, man. There's still over 11 minutes to play. Defense has an opportunity to stop them right here, get the ball back. But again, going back, when you're in the red zone, man, you can't afford to make mistakes like that, man.
No, you cannot. And it was a design. I think they were trying to go for the first down with a quarterback keeper, but it was a fumble.
Jet sweep.
Runs to the left, has plenty of room. The Harlingen Cardinal running back. And he's going to pick up a huge gain, close to about 30 yards. And the Cardinals now have a first and 10 at the 39-yard line. And they immediately get themselves out of the rut where they were at. They were close to about the 15, and now they'll be at the 39.
Just got a text message that our team is looking tired, man. Tired and banged up, man. And that's obvious because we're getting a lot of our guys, staying down after contact, staying down after a play.
Well, there's a lot of guys going
slow,
both ways, and you have to factor in the fact that there's that big cushion there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a quick hitch. Nope,
reverse.
It's an option. Oh, reverse. Pauly Gomez.
There you go. Great play by Paul Gomez. Staying on his backside pursuit.
It was a handoff to the left, and it quickly turned into a reverse. But Pauly Gomez keeping his contain, staying in his area, in position to make the tackle, and it turns out to be instead a 1 yard loss. It'll bring up a second and 11.
Second and 11. We need another great play, man. Don't
These guys, watch a reverse pass. Watch a reverse pass. These guys are starting to get cocky.
Second and 11 from about the 37-yard line is
deep.
No good.
As the quarterback rolls to the right to pass, hits the receiver, but it kind of just fizzles out of the receiver's hands. The ball is incomplete, and will bring up a third and 11.
Big play right here. We need to bring some pressure, man. We need to bring some pressure. They got the wide side of the field. They got the ball in the middle of the field. They got both ways, third and 11. We need to bring some pressure right now. Cause a big play right now.
Oh, look, I've seen the Hardinger Cardinals once, but, you know, you're seeing a lot of diversity of their offense, a lot of things that you really didn't see them do. And they're not, I mean, they're going all out right now. They want to come out with a W here, and they're not going to hold back. As third and 11. As Murphy rolls to the right, has a little room to throw, and the ball is incomplete.
Great play by Tony Sanchez. Great play, man. I mean, and that's because he's been hurt twice with last series. He's still in there. You can tell his shoulder. I mean, look at how his shoulder's just dangling there. You know, obviously he's in some type of pain. You know, but then again, that's what you expect from a middle linebacker.
At this point, you know, given the type of game this is, it's a playoff type game, playoff caliber. You know, whether you're hurting a little bit, you still got to go, give it all you got, and make the plays on defense.
You worry about the pain after the game. Right now, you just go and you just go. Yes, great play.
Wow, Pauly Gomez getting in there. It looks maybe he got a finger on the ball as the punt just dribbled. It was probably about a 12-yard punt, but had a tremendous roll. It had that forward spin on it, so it manages to roll another 10 yards as it was so low that there was, you know, Roger Garcia, who was back to receive the punt, could not get there to field it. And it turns out to be not the greatest of punts. It'll probably be chalked up at about a 27-yard punt. But once again, all going down to the nice roll that punt took. But the Yellow Jackets take over now, first and 10 from their 37-yard line, as Nino in a shotgun, that option, fakes it, has some room to run, picks up 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-yard gain there for quarterback Eric Nino.
Again, fake the option, and he kept it. Great play by Eric Nino.
Tremendous fake by quarterback Eric Nino. Picks up, like I said, close to 30 yards. They're in Harlingen territory now at the 38-yard line, first and 10, 38 yards away from the end zone, with 10 minutes and 2 seconds in the fourth quarter, 14-10, your score right now in favor of Harlingen. And,
hey,
I don't think there's anybody in their seats right now.
Eight guys on the line again.
Hey. Sweep to the right, handoff to Alex Cisneros.
Hey, we got to remember that Harlingen High secondary is a young secondary. You know, right now would probably be the time to test them. If you're going to test a young secondary right now in a game like this, this is a time to do it, man. You got to put some type of pressure on that secondary. Again, you got a guy like Alex Cisneros, a guy like Artie Tanguma. You got to lay it out there and give them a one-on-one like we got up there with Roger Garcia and let the offense play.
Quarterback rolls to the left, has Tanguma open, hits him. After the initial 4-yard gain by Alex Cisneros, it'll bring up a third down, and Tanguma picks up close to about 3 yards. So now it'll bring up a third and about 3 from about the 31-32-yard line.
We need a one-on-one route, coach. We need a one-on-one route. We need to test that secondary right now.
Well, you know, it's an interesting situation here with a 3rd and 3. You want to see the Jackets get the first down, but this is also an opportunity to go deep, like you said, as the Jackets are now in a tight formation.
Stay on the block.
Quarterback keep.
Right here, go six.
Oh, runs right into the defender. Runs right into the defender and picks up a couple yards and waiting for the spot. It's not going to be first down. It's 4th and about 1, a long one or a short 2 yards. As Nino had a seam, but was not able to hit it.
They're bringing in a new secondary guy, number 32.
Got 8 minutes still.
Huge fourth down play here for the Yellow Jackets. Fourth and about two.
We got a block to the Hardy side, man. Time out. We got a block to the Hardy side. Yeah, man, because...
God damn, they had 12 men on the field. Damn.
Harlingen calling a timeout.
12 men on the field. You saw it, Coach? Run it.
Harlingen calling a timeout. Apparently having too many men on the field. And this is a good opportunity as the Jackets will now reconvene and possibly discuss what would be their play here on this fourth and short. But we'll go ahead and use this. As, you have something to say real quick?
No.
All right, we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick station identification. You're listening to Ed Calchosa
Sports Radio.
Son, you know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
You're too young. You're still growing.
I know.
When you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt.
I know.
Listen, this is real.
I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. Learn more at StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fourth down and two. Here with 8 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, and Ed Couch in a tight formation, and they got like 10 guys in the box looking for the quarterback sneak. Nino rolls to the left. He's got the first. He might even got the... he gets tripped up. Gets tripped up. He had a clear path to the end zone. But the more important thing is that the Yellow Jackets pick up the first down. Yellow Jackets pick up the first down. And will now have first and 10 from about the 19-yard line.
They still have that secondary guy, number 32, who came in for the starting corner. I believe it was number 26 or number 36 that plays the other corner.
Motion. Yellow Jackets in a tight formation. And we have a penalty. We have a false start penalty, and the Jackets are going to get pushed back 5 yards.
He's pulling out too early.
Take him back 5 yards. First and 15 now at the 23-yard line. 7 minutes and 36 seconds remain in this tight ball game, which is now in the fourth quarter. 14-10 still the score in favor of Harlingen. Both sides on their feet. Well, not really the Harlingen Cardinal side. But both sides eager to see what's going to happen here. Drops back to pass. Hastangumo open. The ball just a little too high.
That was the play, man.
Tanguma coming from the tight end position, rolling from the middle into the sideline, had him open, and that, the ball just a little high.
That has to be fatigue, man. That's just the mental aspect of the game. It's like, you know, the hits, the defense being overly aggressive, the offense just kind of wearing down, and a wide open play, man, and he just overthrows it.
Tanguma, standing at 6'4", managed to put a finger on it, but it was still too high for him. Nino with the option to the right, pitches to Roger. Roger has some room to run. Blocks are important here, as Roger will pick up maybe 7 or 8 yards before he's pushed out of bounds. Bring up about a third down and 8 at the 16-17 yard line of the Cardinals.
Third and about
critical plays coming up right now. And once again, this will determine, you know, the heart of the team, of the Yellow Jackets, whether they can convert. They had another opportunity when they were in the red zone, and they came up empty-handed after a turnover. Jackets with a second opportunity to put some points on the board as they have a spread formation, and penalty flags prevent the play from becoming or from starting.
Oh, man.
And we have another penalty false start against the Yellow Jackets,
they
get pushed back another 5 yards. From a third and 8, now the Jackets find themselves with a third and 13 as they get pushed back out of the red zone to about the 22-yard line. Once again, as you pointed out earlier, fatigue probably the deciding factor here is, as now you see the Jackets making a couple of lazy and careless mistakes here.
You need to test the corners, man. You need to get something out.
And appears to be more confusion by the Yellow Jackets. And given the call from the ref, it's another false start penalty. This is a rather frustrating situation here.
Call a timeout. You got three of them left in the fourth quarter.
Now it's a third and about 18 as the Jackets need to get to the 8-yard line to convert the first down. They're at about the 27.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Gets out of it.
Go!
Wow.
Effort. Excellent effort, man.
Excellent effort.
Eric Dino rolls out to the right, finds Roger Garcia at the flat.
This play needs an explanation.
Yeah.
Nino had time to throw, and big old 53 for the Cardinals comes, and he's got the sack.
Eli Manning part two, man.
He's got the sack, but Nino somehow, you know, before he's brought down, managed to escape, and he's rolling for his life. And he has Roger Garcia open in the flats. He hits him, and we get the first down, first and two from the 2-yard line. Big play for the Jackets. We need a touchdown. Let's go, Jackets. Hand off. Justin Caceres. Touchdown. Yellow Jackets.
Number 4, Justin Caceres, just scored his first touchdown of the season.
Justin Caceres, given the ball at the fullback position, you haven't really seen him in the game a lot. But, you know, he comes through huge just right now, picks up those key 2 yards. The offensive line made a great hole for Justin. Just dive through there, gets the touchdown, and the Jackets now find themselves up 16-14 pending the PAT by Miguel Garcia. And we're missing a guy, and we might have to call a timeout here. And Solis signals the timeout as we appear to have been a guy short on the offensive line on the PAT attempt. But you know, I'm still revving from the previous play. I really wish you guys would have had the video. You could have seen what just happened on that play. That's definitely got to be, you know, the highlight of the game.
For
break away from that sack,
hey.
And then for Roger, I don't know if, I mean, he was running downfield. He must have jumped about 5 feet in the air and almost hurtled the guy into the end zone.
That's what it looked like he wanted to do, man. I mean, it's the corner just came up and held him.
He just his foot got caught up on the guy's helmet. That's how high of a jump he did.
That's right.
But you know, Jack has got the correct personnel in now as Miguel will attempt the critical PAT here to give the Jackets a 3-point advantage. We'll make it a 1-possession game. The kick, it's up.
It's good.
17-14, your score now. 6 minutes and 27 seconds as the Jackets come up huge offensively. Now we turn to the defensive side of the ball. And for the most part, the defense has been stingy. Most of the points that the Cardinals have gotten have been short yardage plays. You know, they got that gift of a touchdown at the 15-yard line, and then they got another gift of a touchdown at about the 30-40-yard line where they didn't have to drive very far. So the key thing here is for the Jackets to pin the Harlingen Cardinals deep and make them have to drive 60, 70, 80 yards for this touchdown.
He's in the kickoff too.
Wow, what excitement here. I think I need a break, dude. Let's take a quick pause for the cause as Miguel Garcia sets up for the kick. You are listening to Ed, Cal, Chelsea.
Sports Radio.
Can't make the big Yellow Jacket game this weekend? Don't worry. Ed, Cal, Chelsea Sports Radio has you covered. Working in conjunction with EEJackets.com, Ed, Cal, Chelsea Sports Radio is working to broadcast all the big Ed Cal Chelsea sporting events over the internet. Visit www.eejackets.com for the latest internet broadcasting schedule.
We are back. Bogus Stadium. Game of the week. Number one versus number two. The kickoff. Small return by the Cardinals. And Harlingen now takes possession of the ball at about the 23-yard line. Needing to drive the ball a long, long ways of over 75 yards to get their points. But if the Jacket defense has something to say about it, they're going to speak up loudly right now.
The last three drives, Coach, it's been three and out. Let's hope that it's another one of those. Here we go.
Jackets defense looks prepared as Murphy in a shotgun rolls to the left, has a little room to run, but is immediately met
by number 26, Felix Garcia, coming off of his corner position, making the stick, along with number 78, Luis Garcia. He's another one of those guys that goes both ways.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Am I right?
But Murphy able to pick up close to about 3, maybe 4 yards. It'll bring up a second and about maybe a long six, a short seven.
Frank is turning his numbers in.
And
you can't see the runner. He's turning his numbers in.
Cardinals come out in another shotgun formation with a spread offense. Second and close to seven.
And it's a handoff
off the middle. Oh, holding.
And
it's a no call. It is called. It is called. Wow.
They called it.
For a second there, it was a blatant holding call.
Very obvious.
Was that Paulie Gomez?
Paul Gomez
there had the opportunity to make that tackle for a big loss, and you just see his shoulder get ripped to the side as he's being yanked and held. I'm glad they called that, man, because it would have been
a big play.
It would have been pretty. Well, it was given the mark of the ball. It was definitely a first down, probably about 8 yards. But with the holding penalty, it's going to be brought back. It's a replay of second down, and it's brought back 10 yards after the holding.
Five and a half minutes,
17-14 in favor of the Yellow Jackets.
Is this what you thought it'd be? Is this what you thought it'd come down to?
I knew it was going to be a close game. I knew that
the team
that wanted it the most was going to get it.
Right now, it's guts, man. It's a gut check right now. It's a gut check. Who's got more of it, man? We'll find out.
Trips formation to the right. Murphy rolls
vertical,
to the right.
Vertical.
Has some room to run.
Oh.
Tripped up. Makes
eight.
Up some of those yards from the penalty. Probably about 8 yards. It'll be close to third and about eight. Third and about seven. As they get back to the original line of scrimmage prior to the penalty.
It's about third and seven, Coach. We need a big stop right here, man. Defense needs a big stop. Again, the ball is on the left side of the field. Here we go, babe.
Third and seven. Once again, another key play here. And, you know, this might even be fourth down. Fourth down situation for the Cardinals if the Jackets get a stop here. As Tony appears to be coming on the middle linebacker blitz. Oh!
Fourth and seven.
The safety kind of bites on the hitch route. And the receiver was open, but the pass was just was thrown behind the receiver. The receiver for the Cardinals was open, but was unable to come down with a pass, and the Jackets dodge another bullet there.
Punt. Coach, it looks like they're discussing something on the sideline. I doubt that they go for it. There's plenty of time left.
Yeah, there's 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
I doubt that they go for it. They have that type of... You know,
at this point, you know, they feel, and you know, I have to disagree with them. With so much time on the field, if they don't make this first down, and yet there we go calling a timeout. You know, this is a bad move by Harlingen, but by all means, as Ed Calchosa fans, we definitely want to see this because we have confidence right now in our defense coming up and making a big stop. And Harlingen is going to go ahead and talk about this again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchosa
Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchosa.
After the timeout, both teams take their respective positions on the field. 4 minutes, 23 seconds. Fourth and about seven.
They got a slot over here. A slot on this side.
And
the right side.
Spread formation.
They got a slot on the right side.
Back to pass.
Oh, backside.
Oh!
Drops it.
Oh.
Wow, turned around too quickly, man. He was looking upfield already. And he had a lot of open space.
And, you know, Coach Gomez came up with a great play there.
You hit hard and you had your footsteps.
You had an open receiver. He rolled to the right, and they let that slot back who was on the left. He blocked for a few seconds, made it look like he was going to stay in and block, and he just kind of trickled out. He was open on the left side as the quarterback rolled to the right. They tossed the ball, and he heard the footsteps. He heard the footsteps. Could not hold on to the ball, but even if he would have caught it, he was still about 2 yards short. I doubt
Felix
he would have gotten the
right
first
on him. Felix
yeah.
Garcia was right on him.
First and 10, Yellow Jacket ball in deep inside the territory of the Cardinals, and it's handoff to Alexis Nettles.
Number 81, Alexis Neto. Let's take our time with our play calling.
Yep, definitely need to. You know, I doubt Solis is going to run the ball right now. You want to keep that clock running as it's showing 4 minutes exactly and counting. Still holding on to a 7-14 lead. By all means, I'm sure the Yellow Jackets have a touchdown in mind. They don't want to just come away with a three-point victory. But at the same time, you want to keep that clock continuing running. 3 minutes and 48 seconds now and still counting. As the Yellow Jackets take their time to get to the line of scrimmage. Second and about six, maybe seven, as the ball is snapped. Nino rolls to the left.
We have 1 second left. We
got a penalty.
We have 1 second left.
Nope. It's another false start. False start.
There goes shooting ourselves right there, man.
Dangerously close to a delay of game as the Jackets try to milk the clock as much as they can, but in their haste to try to get the ball off, there was a bit of a guy that jumped, sends us back 5 yards. So instead of a second and eight, the Jackets now find themselves at about a second and 12, maybe 13. They're at about the 28-yard line. So they're 28 yards away from the end zone. You know, I'd love to see them pick up maybe 10 yards here and possibly, if anything, put up a field goal. Tight formation here in the second and 12 at the 27-yard line. Nino taking his time as the clock continues to run, 3 minutes and 18 seconds. 7 seconds on the game clock. 4, 3, ball snapped. Hand off to Roger Garcia. Has met at the line and picks up no yards. Picks up no gain. Probably loses a yard there. And Harlingen decides that that's enough time that's been run off the clock. Close to a minute and a half as they decide to call a timeout.
Right now, what we want to do, we want to have, they don't have any more timeouts left. However, you know that the spread is an offense that can score points right away, man.
No doubt.
What we need to do is at least get to at least the 25 yard line to give our field goal kicker an opportunity to score at least.
Well, you know, this is also, you know, I'd rather at this point, instead of forcing, trying to kick a, you know, a 40, 50 yard field goal, I would rather the Jackets go for it on fourth down and maybe take off another 20, 30 seconds from the clock.
Well,
you know, that might be, you know, because if you got to understand too, if you kick the field goal and you miss
and
it, I mean, I'm assuming that the rules
six.
In the high school are the same thing like the NFL. They get the possession of the ball where the kick actually took place as opposed to the line of scrimmage. So you give up 6-7 yards there if you go for a field goal and you don't make it.
Yeah.
So I think this is fourth down territory, but by all means, we're here at third and about 14, and the Jackets have
on the 30-yard line
another opportunity here to get more points on the board. 16 seconds on the play clock. 3 minutes and three minutes and 6 seconds on the game clock. Third and 14. Some confusion. Ball's fumbled. Quarterback picks it up. In a shotgun formation, the center had a little difficulty with the snap. The ball rolls to the quarterback. It's a broken play. Nino tries to pick up some yards, but instead is tackled for a loss. It'll be probably about a 3-4 yard loss. It'll bring up fourth and about 16, 17 yards. And at this point, with 2 minutes and 37 seconds and counting.
You go for it, Coach, or you want to go corner kick, right? I mean, you want to punt the ball and corner to one of the corners try and get it inside the 5. Try and get it even inside the 10, man. You just wanted an opportunity to get it there.
Well, they go ahead and milk the clock a second or two before the play clock expires, and they call a timeout, and they manage to milk off another 15, 17 seconds as there is now 2 minutes and 21 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter at Bogus Stadium in Harlingen. The Jackets still holding on to a three-point lead, 17 to 14 here as the fourth down play comes up. It's fourth and a bunch. It's close to 20, maybe even more than 20. Fourth and
they're going
to
go for it.
Fourth and what, like 24, 23? They are at the 37-yard line.
Quick punt. Quick punt.
Nino with a quick punt. It's going to be fielded.
At the 25.
You know, it was a good idea going for that quick punt. The bad thing was the ball was punted directly to the cornerback. He catches the ball. It's only about a 10-yard punt because of the return. And, you know, it now comes down to the Ed Calzelsa defense here with 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
And the saying goes, what was it? Defense wins championships?
And this is a championship caliber game here by all means.
Wow. This is a test, coach, right here, man. All right, what they've done all game doesn't matter right now. What they've done all game, the shutting down the receivers, all that other stuff doesn't matter right now. We got a sprint out.
First and 10, roll to the right.
Funny.
Pauly almost with a sack. Oh, that's a block in the back. And it's going to be a no call.
They have no penalties. They don't time out, so we got 2 minutes.
You're absolutely right over here in the booth. Cardinals with zero timeouts as the clock continues to run. 1:55, quarterback on a scramble was unable to get out of bounds. And the clock will continue to run after picking up close to 3 yards, second and 7. From the 27-yard line, Murphy, plenty of time to pass. Pauly, oh, man, how do you not call a block in the back there?
First down.
That's the second time that Pauly has been blocked in the back, and we haven't gotten a call as he just misses the quarterback on the sack because he's being hit from behind. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
The fact that we're at their stadium probably has something to do with the fact that they're not – calling that, you know.
See, and the more important thing is, besides the fact that there's a no call, the quarterback scrambles uncontested, picks up the first down, and manages to run out of bounds. It'll be first and 10 from the 36-yard line, and the Cardinals pushing.
Oh!
There you go.
Murphy drops back to pass, had some time to throw, but decides to try to keep it and scramble, and the Yellow Jacket interior defensive line does a great job of stifling him. And it's a no gain on the play, and Ed Couch changing players there.
Hurry up.
Murphy back to pass.
Down the middle.
A lot of time to throw. Murphy's going to run out of bounds, and he had a receiver open in the middle, and he does pick up some yardage. And more importantly, gets out of bounds. Third and about 6, picks up 4 yards on the play. Third and 6, the Cardinals at the 39-yard line, 61 yards away from the Yellow Jacket end zone.
Third and 7, a minute left, a minute and 4 seconds. We got 2 plays left.
Oh, this is fourth down all the way. I mean, they're not going to punt the ball. With a minute left, they're going for it. They got 2 plays here to get themselves 7 yards. As Murphy drops back to pass, has time to throw, has a receiver open, and he's caught as he's hit, and he retains possession of the ball. It's a huge first down.
No, first down. Time keeps going.
No, they got to stop the clock.
Hey, we need more speed on the line, man.
Huge reception. Big first down. First and 10 in Yellow Jacket territory at the 40-yard line. Clock continues to run. 53 seconds as Murphy can't find anything.
Oh. All right. We got 45 seconds left.
Somebody's down over there.
You need to stay. You need to get off the ground. We just gave them a timeout because our player was on the ground.
But you know what? If he's injured, how are you going to tell a player to get up? I mean, the guy's down.
No, yeah, I understand that.
Hopefully it's not a serious injury, but this does work out to the benefit of the Cardinals as as the clock stops, 40 seconds remaining, and it was a no gain on the play, no gain on the play. Second down and 10, still at the 40-yard line, and still we have the player down on the field, the yellow jacket, and hopefully he's going to get up and be all right.
Now, anything right now, any pass completion needs to stay in bounds, man. So at that time can continue to run. All right, we need to make a play. We can't let them get out of bounds. We need to pressure this quarterback, man. This quarterback isn't having a lot of pressure right now.
Well, the injured yellow jacket Frank Rodriguez walking off the field in his own power. As the clock starts, 38 seconds and counting, as Murphy drops back to pass, has time to throw, hits the receiver. Tony Sanchez falls down, unable to make the tackle. Ari Tanguma makes the tackle, and the clock continues to run. Clock stopped for the first down chains as it's being moved. And the Cardinals are driving.
We're not ready.
And it's a spiked ball.
24 seconds. 24 seconds. They get one play, man. They get another play. Second and 10 at the 30-yard line.
Cardinals find themselves 30 yards away from the end zone on a huge, huge offensive series here. 24 seconds remains on the game clock, down by 3 points, and you know what? You don't have to wonder how big of a
holding. They didn't call it. I don't believe
it,
man.
Come on!
Don't let him get outside.
Hold him down, Artie.
No, another first down. Hey, man, did you see that holding?
Well, you know, it's
they literally pulled his shirt, man.
Not much you can do at this point in the ballgame. 14 seconds remains as the clock stops for the moving of the chains. Cardinals are set, running the no-huddle offense. Not that it matters. They got plenty of time here as there seems to be some confusion there with the refs and the chains.
Is there any possibility that they can steal this game from these kids?
Over there, they almost tackled them on that side.
Yeah, we saw that.
What happens if he's
short? Do they turn on the clock again?
No. It's an official's timeout for measurement, and
interesting.
They're short. They are short. It is a third down and about a foot, the official measurement. But, you know, the Cardinals had plenty of time. They got their play ready. They're set. And more than likely here, this third and short, they're probably going to run the play as opposed to spiking. I don't think they're going to spike it. It's third and short. They're going to find themselves now with a fourth and short. And instead of trying to make a field goal, they're going to force themselves to try to get the first down. And with 14 seconds here left in the ball game, you know, I don't know if that's enough time to spike the ball and get the kicker out there.
They're going to spike it right now, Coach, and then it's going to be fourth down. They're going to put their field goal kicker in.
I don't think so. I think they're going to go for it. They're lined up. And Murphy back to pass. Throwing for the end zone. It's going to be an interception. There is a flag, so we still have a bit of confusion here. If it's a defensive penalty, then the game will continue. But if it's a penalty on the return team,
yeah!
All right. It was against the Cardinals on the interception return.
Joseph Garcia making a huge interception at the 3-yard line on a pass that was underthrown. Nonetheless, he manages it. He takes it to almost bring it into the end zone. He's tackled at the 3-yard line. Ladies and gentlemen, you just missed one, or you just listened to one heck of a ball game.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
The Yellow Jackets come out on top, 17-14, on one heck of a game. It was a huge defensive stance, and for the second week in a row, Joseph Garcia comes up with a big interception to end the game, save the game, finish the game, whatever you want to say, it doesn't even matter anymore. The Jackets come out with a huge victory. They shut down the number two team in the Rio Grande Valley at the final buzzer as the game's over.
The game's over, man. I cannot. I'm just looking at these guys. I am proud to say that I am a Yellow Jacket, man. I am proud to say that I am part of this game, witnessing this game, man. I mean, wow. What play, man. What heart these guys showed at the end of the game to make a big play like that when it counted. These guys are for real, man. Number one knocks off number two. Nobody. I mean,
if there's any doubt in anyone's mind, I think it's been put to rest tonight. We saw a hellacious game by the defense. We saw a hellacious game by the offense. There were some miscues on both sides of the ball, but nonetheless, the main thing is the Jackets come away with a W.
We got the Jackets celebrating in the middle of the field, getting ready for their...
And this is something that the Harlingen Cardinals did not want to see. The Yellow Jackets in their circle formation.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Ready to spell it out.
At somebody else's house. This is our house. This is our house. That's two houses we've claimed this past 2 weeks.
And
man,
you know, the biggest thing that a lot of people don't realize is that this is the first ever meeting between Harlingen and Ed Couch. And the Yellow Jackets come away with a big win here at Bogus Stadium in Harlingen, Texas.
Ready?
No. Take a few minutes here as I know a couple of you guys are still listening in.
Heart! All heart, baby! Puro corazón, papa! Woo! Woo! All heart, baby! Who's got it now?
Wow.
Wow,
a lot of the players there are you know, see a couple players, they're on their back, they're not because they're hurt, they're just they can't believe the fact that it's unbelievable.
Feeling, coach, the feeling of going through 48 minutes of a tough fought game, man, and then coming out victorious.
Yes, indeed, victorious. This is the second week in a row that the Jackets have come out on top on tight ball games. Obviously, that is what determines the heart of a true champion, the fact whether you can rise to the occasion or whether you crumble under pressure. And by all means, Harlingen was putting on a lot of pressure. Let's quickly take a few minutes. I know you want to get back already.
Yeah,
but let's take 5 minutes. We got 66 listeners still tuned in. I think they deserve to get a final analysis of today's game. And let's start with that last drive, man. I mean, they started – we got to give Harlingen a little bit of credit. They started from, you know, deep in their own territory, had close to 60, 70 yards to travel.
7-on-7, man. I mean, 7-on-7, this is what it builds. It builds that two-minute offense. Murphy, like I said, if he stays in the pocket, which he had all that time in the pocket, he's going to complete his passes, man. And that's what he did. He rose to the occasion. I mean, and was able to get his offense down the field and put him in good positions to make plays. It's just that at the last play, man, as they got here down to the 30-yard line, it seems like he might have been throwing off his back foot and kind of like threw it too high to where it gave Joseph an opportunity to get right under it and then secure the victory, man.
You know, for the second week in a row, I find myself just yelling, Joseph, fall down, fall down. You know, the last thing that you want to see, I always think back to that game against Harlingen South and PSJ Memorial, yeah, where Harlingen South was losing. They should have lost. It should have been an upset. And what ends up happening is PSJ Memorial comes up with a big interception at the goal line, and the guy tries to take it out. He
gets he gets stripped at the 8-yard line, and the Harlingen South receiver picks up the ball and prances into the end zone, and Harlingen South stays undefeated, 10-0.
Yeah, I remember.
And this, you know, for the second week in a row, I'm just thinking, fall down, Joseph, please. I don't want you to fumble the ball. Not that I'm trying to take anything away from him. I'm sure he's a talented athlete. And, you know, I know he's a talented athlete that will hold on to the ball. But, you know, at that point, we wanted to take it to the house. It's pointless. The game's already in hand. The clock had expired. And the last thing you want to do is see anything happen. But fortunately, nothing happened. The Jackets come away with a huge victory, and that's all you can ask for.
That's all she wrote. Hey, is it safe to say mucha máquina?
Chingos a máquina.
Chingos a máquina. That's just too much, man. These guys, they were not gonna be denied, man. I mean, when you see these kids, man, and looking at it, they're still on their knees, man. They're still trying to grasp air. They're still trying to recover from their injuries, man. This was a very aggressive team, man, that we just beat, man. You know?
By all means, and you know this is Solis is doing. He intentionally scheduled the two toughest teams, you know, the toughest team in the Coastal Bend area, the toughest team in the Valley this year. And, you know, he's coming out looking like a genius by all means, because the Jackets have come away with two big wins and have put to rest a lot of doubt that a lot of people had in Coach Solis and in this team.
And saying that we play soft team or a soft schedule or so be. I mean, this, by all means, like you said, this is probably the toughest schedule anybody has in the Rio Grande Valley. I mean, when you put Cal Allen and then a 5A powerhouse like Harlingen High, and you beat both, I mean, it should be put to rest that a soft schedule or not, I mean, we still get the job done.
And this is definitely a huge victory for the Yellow Jackets. Any final thoughts before we move on to the next subject? Any final thoughts about this outcome? You know, players that stand out.
I got
a play that stands out, but I'll let you.
I got to give all the credit in the world to the secondary personnel, man. I mean, they played a hell of a game, man. They stopped that offense, man. They stopped the offense. They're the number one defense, man, right now in the Rio Grande Valley. And that secondary, it showed. I mean, they went up against a passing offense.
They shut out. I mean, I know the score was 14-7, but that was an offensive touchdown that they gave up. They shut out Cal Allen, in my opinion. And here, you know, they did give up 14 points, but once again, it was a little bit of setbacks by the offense. On both instances, you know, they had short fields. I mean, a short distance to travel. You know, I think of that third quarter touchdown where they were in the 15-yard line, and it was 15 yards to go, you know, the start of the third quarter to go and score that initial that second touchdown that they put up. So by all means, both touchdowns that the Jacket defense gave up were short fields. And you know, you really can't fault the defense too much for it, because you know they have that short field to try to defend, and it's a very difficult thing to do. Yeah. But nonetheless, the defense has come through. This is definitely going to be the shining star of the Ed Calchoso Yellow Jacket team. The defense.
Yeah, the defense. Just, I mean, like I said, man, the secondary, they had their hands full. I mean, we all knew that they were going to be passing the ball, man. We all knew that they were going to pass the ball and get it out and run the ball and do all these things. But the fact is, man, is that the defense never – I mean, you know, they gave up plays here and there, but there's that philosophy that goes you can bend but don't break, you know. And there was instances where we bended and allowed some yardage here and there, but we never broke, man. And it's a testament to the defense. It's a testament to the defensive coordinator. They're obviously preparing their kids properly. They're getting them ready. And they just shut down a high-powered offense, man.
You want to talk about testaments. Talk about how we see all of a sudden a different Harlingen Cardinal receiving corps. You know, the fact that the secondary for the Ed Calchoso Yellow Jackets were putting pops. They were in position to make tackles. You know, you had these receivers that were no longer catching with confidence, but instead worrying if they're going to get popped from behind. We're waiting, you know, hearing the footsteps, you know, using that, to use that famous cliche. They were hearing the footsteps, and now they were, you know, they were a little timid when it came to catching the ball. And you know, and Murphy was doing, you know, trying the best of his ability. I think the lone one of the few flaws that Murphy, the Harlingen quarterback, had was that last pass in the game. But for the most part, he was pretty much on the money. And,
yeah, he was.
And, you know, his receivers, because of the eight catches in secondary, were unable to convert and hold on to the ball.
They were, I mean, like I said, Coach, I mean, both teams were just knocking the hell out of each other. They were both very physical. And it showed here in the last quarter. Players from both sides of both teams, you know, on their knees, gasping for air and, you know, hurting from all over the place. And it's kind of like, well, who's going to hold up? Who's in more condition? Who's in better condition to withstand this type of game, the hitting? And, shit, man, I give a lot of credit to the defense. I give a lot of credit to the offense. You know, the offense just, you know, what can I say? The offense played they played to their potential. Well, maybe not the potential, but they had a great game. They had a lot of offside penalties, stuff like that. Even so, they won with those types of mistakes, man, those types of personal fouls, 10-yard penalties, holding and all this, and they were able to still somehow find a way to win the game, man.
Yeah, by all means, if you look at points, you know, I think back to that fumble that they had in the red zone. You know, they had a miscue, the offense. You know, this game could have very easily been 24-14. You know, very easily. You know, at that point, even come away with a field goal, could have been 20-14.
We had three possessions in the red zone where we either turned the ball over or just didn't convert. I mean, there was that fumble over there. There was one over here on the near field, and here inside the 10, and those interceptions that Nino threw there at the goal line, that, you know, that should have been touchdowns as well, but. I mean, shit, man, they pulled it off. I mean,
yeah, by all means, all of those miscues are something that now Coach Solis is going to take care of, as well as the defensive coordinator, Joe Garcia, are going to take care of in the following week of practice. And I'm sure we're going to see an even more potent Ed Cowchelsa offense and Ed Cowchelsa defense as they take on their next opponent next week.
Port Isabel.
The EI Tarpons.
At home.
Yes, yes. And it'll be the first home game of the season. By all means, all the Yellow Jacket fans that are in the area, we'd love to have you guys out there and root the Jackets on. Once again, as the Ed Cowchelsa Yellow Jackets will face off against the Port Isabel Tarpons. And just to say a few words about the Tarpons, I know we kind of want to take off already, but we're still waiting here as the Harlingen Cardinals. I mean, this stadium was packed, so they're barely starting to finally clear the stands as they exit. But just some quick things I wanted to say about the Tarpons.
Yeah.
You know, they're coming. They're one of the type of teams that's a sleeper. They always start off slow.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at their schedule, they played West Oso. Corpus Christi West Oso, which is a pretty good team on their own. And they fell to them 31-21.
Something like that.
And the week before that, they played played Harlingen in a scrimmage as well.
Right.
And
that's
and
where I got to see Harlingen against PI.
Yeah, and then I think they also, I'm not sure who else PI has played, but for the most part, they haven't come out looking very tough. But like I said, PI has been one of those teams that always starts off slow and they turn it up. So you have to wonder here, week two, next week, whether the Tarpons are going to come out slow or they're going to come out on all full, you know, all eight cylinders like they usually do.
I mean, they're playing Ed Cowchelsa, man. I mean, you know, they're playing Ed Cowchelsa. Everybody comes and gives Ed Cowchelsa a game. That's the game of the year for all the schools that we play, man, every single year. And PI's got tremendous tradition too, man. I mean, they're loaded with tradition also. To beat Ed Cowchelsa at our house, I mean, you know, that'd be a great accomplishment for them. But yeah, like you said, this isn't the PI of old. It's not a team that's really stood out. I know that I called a coaching friend of mine that was scouting Valley View and PI, and they were tied 3-3 at the half.
Valley View and PI tied 3-3 at the half. I'd certainly love to find a final. I guess I'll check that out on the news or on the internet later. But you know what? It's reaching that time as both sides of the stands are pretty much cleared. I think it's time for us to head on
That's
out.
It.
But I'd like to send out my thanks to everybody out there that was tuning in. Once again, you are listening to Ed Cowchelsa Sports Radio. I, of course, am Pops, your host, and I was joined by
Coco Beware.
And you were listening to
Ed Cowchelsa Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Well, muy buenas noches y que te vaya bien. Bueno, bye.
Bye.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. at Couch Elsa.